Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm with Jacob Neuheisel of UB. And Jacob, we've just learned Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced an impeachment inquiry toward President Trump. And your initial reaction to the news?
On the one hand, it is somewhat surprising. I think they've been beating this drumbeat for quite some time. On the other hand, it's not all that surprising because of the nature of the alleged offense, which is to say that Trump's actions are directly stepping on the toes of Congress's duties and authorities. And I think that this might be sort of the final straw. You know, enough Democrats are on board here that they're willing to move forward with a series of articles of impeachment that would include, for this most recent incident, certainly something like abuse of power.
The impeachment inquiry articles, could this be likely that this could also not only talk about the call to Ukraine's leader, but also the Russian interference in the election and any alleged role the president had in that?
Absolutely. There's nothing restricting them to the most, you know, recent incident bringing up these kinds of questions. They could go back into the Russian investigation and allege that there was something like obstruction going on. So there could be something of a scattershot approach here. There's no guarantee that, you know, all of those articles will be forwarded on, were there to be the votes in the House, but certainly they can bring them up and discuss them.
How likely will there be an impeachment of the president, and how likely will this convert to a vote to remove him in the Senate?
That's a great question. I think impeachment is fairly likely. One thing that speakers don't like to do is get out in front of something unless they have the votes. And I think that by Speaker Pelosi calling into, you know, moving forward for impeachment, she expects that she has the votes. They can be surprised from time to time, but they're usually really good at counting. And so I think that impeachment in the House seems very likely. It'll, of course, be along party lines. And maybe there'll be some defections from Democrats in districts that Trump won, even if narrowly. But I do think that the votes are probably there in the House, given that she's taking this action. In the Senate, however, I am somewhat doubtful that the Senate will even take this up. And if they do, I don't see that there's going to be enough votes for removal.
The Senate removal process, the Senate trial, how unlikely do you think it'll be that some Republicans in the Senate could be swayed?
You know, just sort of gauging based on the rhetoric we've seen surrounding the most recent incident, there don't seem to be too many defectors from the party line. There may be a couple, but again, it's a supermajority vote in the Senate to remove, and so I don't see a supermajority coming along to the Democrats' view on this.
How could this affect President Trump's reelection bid in 2020, regardless of the outcome?
Well, it really just depends on what comes out. I mean, there's risks and rewards here for congressional Democrats. I think that the big cautionary tale here is that, you know, Republicans went down this road before looking to impeach Bill Clinton, and then in the midterms, which, you know, historically have turned out well for them, well for the party that doesn't control the White House, they lost seats. And so I think the popular narrative there is that there could be some blowback on this if the American people aren't on board with impeachment. And so there's some risk there, and there's also some reward to be gained, which is to say that everything that comes out during the hearings is going to be public information that's, you know, likely going to be at least some things that are not favorable at all to Donald Trump.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.